What it was, whether beast or human being, one could not at first sight tell. It grovelled, seemingly, on all fours. It snatched and growled like some strange wild animal, but it was covered with clothing and a quantity of dark, grizzled hair, wild as a mane, hid its head and face.
"Good morrow, Mrs. Poole," said Mr. Rochester. "How are you, and how is your charge today?" "We're tolerable, Sarah, thank you," replied Grace, lifting the boiling mess carefully onto the hob. "Rather snappish, but not rageous."
A fierce cry seemed to give the lie to her favourable report. The clothed hyena rose up and stood tall on its hind feet.
"Sir, she sees you," exclaimed Grace. "You'd better not stay."
"Only a few moments, Grace. You must allow me a few moments. Take care then, sir. For God's sake, take care."
The maniac bellowed. She parted her shaggy locks from her visage and gazed wildly at her visitors. I recognised well that purple face, those bloated features. Mrs. Poole advanced.
"Keep out of the way," said Mr. Rochester, thrusting her aside. "She has no knife now, I suppose, and I am on my guard. One never knows what she has, sir, she's so cunning, and it's not in mortal discretion to fathom her craft."
"We had better leave her," whispered Mason.
"Go to the devil," was his brother-in-law's recommendation.
"Where?" cried Grace.
The three gentlemen retreated simultaneously. Mr. Rochester flung me behind him. The lunatic sprang and grappled his throat viciously and laid her teeth into his cheek. They struggled. She was a big woman, in stature almost equalling her husband, and corpulent besides. She showed virile force in the contest. More than once she almost throttled him, athletic as he was. He could have settled her with a well-planted blow, but he would not strike. He would only wrestle. At last he mastered her arms. Grace Poole gave him a cord and he pinioned them behind her. With more rope, which was at hand, he bound her to a chair. The operation was performed amidst the fiercest yells and the most convulsive plunges. Mr. Rochester then turned to the spectators. He looked at them with a smile both acrid and desolate.
"That is my wife," said he.